Welcome to Kunkel & Associates Employee Benefits Podcast. Our podcasts are dedicated to helping executives, HR teams, and business owners navigate the intricacies involved in offering employee benefit programs.
If you're looking for an easy-to-understand source of information covering a variety of employee benefits topics, you've come to the right place. Let's get started with today's topic. Today's topic is focused on understanding the difference between utilization review and case management services, as well as their impact not just on members, but on employers' bottom lines. Sometimes these two terms are used interchangeably, while their meanings and processes are different in reality. This is Deanna Miller, and I will be your host today. Becky Yeager, nurse case manager at Kunkel & Associates, will share with us an overview on the differences between these two types of services and outline their unique benefits in an employee benefits program. Becky, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Before we get into this topic, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Kunkel & Associates?
Sure. So I'm one of the nurse case managers with Kunkel Care Solutions, which Kunkel Care Solutions is a portion of Kunkel & Associates that really specializes in medical management, or more specifically, that utilization review and case management process. I've been a nurse for about 13 years. Initially, I was in the hospital critical care settings, and then for the past several years, I've been in case management. I have my CCM, which means that I'm a certified nurse case manager, and here at Kunkel, I perform both case management and utilization review for some of the various self-funded health plans.
Okay, so you mentioned that you perform both services for Kunkel, utilization review and case management. In this industry, utilization review and case management are often used interchangeably. So can you provide us with a clear explanation first of what utilization review is?
Sure. As they are both definitely two different services. Utilization review is generally what you will hear people refer to as that pre-certification or prior authorization process. It's where we review a service to assure that it's something that is not only covered by your plan, but also want to assure that it's something that's going to be medically necessary and appropriate for that member. Ideally, these services are going to be reviewed prior to them actually being done, hence the phrases prior authorization and pre-certification. I am reviewing a service that might be pretty costly, and so I want to review that before it happens to make sure that it's something that's not only covered by the plan, but then also is going to be appropriate for that particular diagnosis or situation. Services that typically would require prior authorizations would include inpatient hospitalizations, elective surgeries, chemotherapy, high-cost medications, and genetic testing, just to name a few.
Okay, perfect. So understanding now a little bit more about what's included or what is provided under utilization review, what would then an overview of a case management service entail?
So case management is actually a much more collaborative process. I really like the consumer-friendly definition that the Case Management Leadership Coalition has come up with to explain what case management is. Basically, case managers work with people to get the health care and other services that they need when they need them and for the best value. As a nurse case manager, I am then reaching out to help assist, facilitate, and coordinate services for members who basically, for some reason or another, just have a lot going on medically, and they're going to be requiring a lot of frequent healthcare services likely over the next several months. Types of patients that would benefit from case management is going to be anyone that has had something catastrophic in nature, such as preterm newborns that are going to be in that NICU for a long time, anybody with a cancer diagnosis, brain injuries, whether that be from a stroke, from a head bleed, from a fall or an auto accident, organ transplants, and then anyone that ends up in the hospital for a lengthy hospital stay, you know, and that might end up quite debilitated, and then they're going to definitely need some rehabilitation to get them back to their baseline. The list really is endless, and I'm basically an advocate for them, communicating with both the patients as well as their providers to assure that they're getting the care that they need, ideally in the most cost-effective manner.
Okay, so what I'm getting from you, Becky, is that both types of services really help control costs as well as be an advocate for the members and the patients. So now that you have explained the differences between these two types of services, I think I can tell that, you know, the members obviously experience a huge benefit in having somebody advocate for them. But tell us also what types of employer groups can benefit from these types of services.
Sure. So regardless of what type of health plan or medical insurance you have, everybody has access to utilization review and case management. Your fully insured products, such as the Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, Aetna, just to name a few, they all have these services. However, they happen to have all of these services in-house. They have their own nurses on staff, you know, or physicians, medical directors that are performing these roles. Where with self-funded employer groups, they are hiring a third-party administrator, or TPA as they call it, to help administer the plans for them and process their claims. Most third-party administrators don't actually have their own nurses on staff to perform the UR and CM services, so that is where I would come into play. Kunkel Care Solutions is an independent utilization review case management vendor that various self-funded groups would contract with us to perform those utilization review and CM duties for their particular plan.
Okay, so really depending on what funding arrangement the parties involved may come in different flavors, to say, to name it that way. So on fully insured, you really have the BUCAs, the Blue Cross, UnitedHealthcare, Cignas, Aetnas, that have everything kind of under one roof. And then in the traditional self-funded arrangement, you really have these pieces be more separate with third-party administrators, and then case management, utilization review vendors separate as well. Understanding there's different arrangements here, how or what does a successful utilization review and case management program look like in your eyes?
So a successful program ideally is going to be one that just has really good collaboration between those two services. Many patients are screened for case management through that utilization review process, meaning someone may start out as a planned elective surgery that's being reviewed and authorized by that utilization review nurse. Then maybe for some unfortunate reason, that patient ends up with some post-operative complications. They end up being in the hospital for quite a while, and then they're going to end up requiring a lot of services following that hospitalization, such as maybe a brief skilled nursing facility stay, then going home with some home health care, along with maybe they need a walker, other durable medical equipment, and then they're finally transitioning into that outpatient physical therapy. So it's really important to have really good communication between those two pieces of service, just to help identify those patients that really are the ones that are going to be in need of case management. You also want to make sure that your utilization review vendor is really using reputable standard of care guidelines when they're reviewing services for medical necessity. Milliman Care Guidelines, or MCG as it's referred to, is one that's used by a lot of reputable UR vendors. And then for any oncology-related services, the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, or NCCN as it's called, is another good one with reputable sources. And you also want to assure that they have access to various board-certified physicians or medical directors for any services that would actually require a higher level of review, you know, above and beyond that nurse that's doing the review. for case management, you're going to want to make sure that the case management vendor has certified case managers to assure that they're very familiar with the process and that they have the education, skills, knowledge, and expertise to really assist those members through the continuum of our healthcare industry as it is today, which, as we all know, is very complex. Lastly, I also want to say that a good utilization review and case management program should be able to validate their savings. They should be able to show how their services are resulting in savings for your group. Various ways that they're able to achieve savings would be from close utilization monitoring, you know, assuring that all those services are appropriate and necessary. They should be steering your members to really utilize those in-network providers where you have those good discounts for services, and then also performing those cost negotiations as needed for those out-of-network providers that are still going to randomly occur. Such as those unnecessary emergency room visits, you know, and then just providing really good education to avoid services. Again, like an unnecessary emergency room visit, maybe they're not aware that instead of taking your child to the emergency room for strep throat, you can call your primary care provider after hours, maybe speak with that on-call physician, and they can send in an order to an outpatient lab. You can go in and have that test done, you know, all while avoiding that more costly emergency room visit.
Who provides utilization review and case management services in a fully insured arrangement, and who provides these in a self-funded arrangement?
Sure. So I had briefly touched base on this a little bit ago, but that is such a great question. So I would love to elaborate a little bit more on that. With your fully insured arrangements, those larger carriers are going to have their own nurses on staff that perform these roles. It's very unlikely that those carriers are ever going to allow for any of these services to be carved out. So it's going to be their own plan language. They're the ones themselves administering everything and making all of the decisions. They have their own nurses, their own physicians that are doing all of the reviews for these services. And then they're the ones that are also assisting with any of the coordination. Where with the self-funded arrangements, that employer group is actually going to be the plan administrator. They sit down, write up their own plan document. They themselves get to decide, you know, what makes sense for their plan, you know, what would they like to cover for their members. They then are going to go out and hire a third-party administrator, or TPA as we call it, to assist them with the administering of their plan and assist with the processing of all of the claims. And then, like I had also mentioned earlier, most of your TPAs don't actually have their own nurses on staff. So they're actually going to go out and separately contract with a URCM vendor that's going to be the one contracted to perform all of these services. The nice thing about this kind of arrangement is that the employer group is still the one with all of the control. So as I'm the one performing the utilization review, case management services for the group, if I ever notice any situations that maybe are a little bit more unique, I'm actually able to take those situations back to the group, and then we can collaborate together to achieve the best possible outcome for both the patient as well as the group. So maybe it's simply a situation that's never come up before, and the group's actually unaware on how the plan language is affecting this situation. And maybe it's something that is going to make sense to actually go ahead and do a plan amendment on moving forward. So all of this collaboration really creates a win-win for everybody involved. And then also it allows that employer group to be very hands-on if they wish to.
I love that flexibility that, you know, self-funding can offer specifically to employers, as they can, as you mentioned, Becky, you know, go through a decision process depending on the situation and decide how they want to approach it, with the also advice and insight from the case management vendor. For employers that contract then with utilization review and case management vendor, so this really affects more self-funded arrangements, what data is available and how can the information provided be beneficial to them?
Sure. Depending on the size of that group and, you know, what's going to make sense, we can provide them with various types of reporting. We can provide monthly, quarterly, or annual reporting. We're going to basically let them know what their utilization looks like, how many pre-certifications have been done for various time frames, but then also, you know, what types of service are their members utilizing the most. We're also able to provide them with a little synopsis of high-cost individuals or large claimants, as they're referred to in the insurance industry. That's going to be, you know, in any members that for some reason or another are having a higher-than-average claims year. We can anonymously, you know, give them a little synopsis of what's going on, let them know how we're working with those individuals to help try to control costs in any way that we can, and then also give them a really good projection on any, you know, charges to come in the future that definitely is going to help them, you know, when the renewals would come up, trying to plan for those following years.
Becky, I'm sure your time is really valuable when it comes to putting this information together for the employer, as well as when you are in communication with the members and their families. You know, in terms of pricing, I do want to talk about how pricing of utilization review and case management services is structured, and if you could talk a little bit about how that affects how much time you spend on each case.
Sure. So one thing that we really pride ourselves on here at Kunkel Care Solutions is the way we price. We do price a little bit differently than a lot of your larger CM and UR vendors. We do a per employee per month type of pricing. The nice thing about that is it's going to allow the groups to know exactly what they're spending up front. They know those costs up front. They're able to plan, you know, as to how much our program is going to cost them for that whole entire year. Many CM vendors will actually bill hourly, and those fees are going to be paid out like claims on that particular member that they're case managing. And so those groups really have no idea how much they're actually spending on case management. When we've gotten that data in the past and showed that to groups, how much they were really spending, they're actually just astonished. Just recently, about a month or two ago, we had a group that we were able to get that data from and compare how much they actually spent this past year for those hourly case management fees compared to our per employee per month pricing, and we were actually able to save them over $10,000 compared to what they had been spending that prior year with those hidden CM fees, as we like to call it.
Wow, that is a huge impact to the bottom line for the employer, which is very interesting to see how the employer can not only be proactive in containing costs through providing appropriate utilization review and case management services to their members, but also take a look at how the pricing of those services that are provided can be, you know, competitive and efficient. Becky, if an employer was interested in self-funding their health plan, how can they get started in the implementation of utilization review and case management services?
So they should start by, you know, having a discussion with their broker about this. Depending on the size of their group, the risks, you know, that they're able to take on for their group, it may not make sense for every employer to go the self-funded option. One nice thing about Kunkel Care Solutions is that you actually don't have to have Kunkel as your broker to be able to take advantage of our services. Obviously, if Kunkel and Associates also happens to be your broker, we are able to give that group a much more holistic, all-encompassed view as to what's really going on with their plan. However, our nurses are still going to be providing that same service. We actually do have several groups right now that we are working for that have other brokers, and we're still able to respect that relationship and still provide that great top-notch utilization review and case management service for those groups.
Okay, so we've talked about, you know, how can an employer evaluate these services in terms of wanting to move forward with them. We've also talked about kind of the middle stage of the different types of services you can provide to the members and how the members benefit. So what about after, you know, these services have been provided and say a case is closed, how can an employer be proactive when evaluating the quality of the utilization review and case management services that are being provided to them and their members?
Honestly, one of the best ways that I think these groups can evaluate, you know, how their CM and UR vendors are really holding up would be to ask their employees. A true testament to the type of service that they're really receiving is going to be talking to those employees that are actually receiving those services. A good program, you should have your employees that those nurses are reaching out to. They should be going into your HR office and just ranting and raving about, oh my gosh, thank you so much for this service that you provide for us. I was, you know, not knowing what to do. And then they're able to kind of help me, guide me through this whole process step by step, and truly feeling like they have an advocate out there for them. So that honestly is going to be the best way to really evaluate, you know, how this service is for your employees, is just by asking employees, you know, anyone that's had to utilize those services and what they're feeling. And then also just make sure that you're getting those quarterly and annual reports from those vendors, and that you're noting savings with each of those reports, that different ways that they're able to help save your group money with both utilization review as well as case management.
Thank you for your input, Becky.
Of course. Hopefully after listening today, everybody has a little bit better understanding of what utilization review and case management actually is.
Yes, absolutely. You have emphasized the importance for employers to review the effectiveness of their utilization review and case management vendors to accomplish several objectives, including positive impacts to their bottom line, as well as an increased positive value perception amongst employees and their members by making these services available. Thanks again for being here today.
You've been listening to Employee Benefits Podcast. Continue to check our website for upcoming podcasts to make sure you don't miss out on any episodes. Until next time.